950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Matt and Patrick here. Hello, Patrick. How are we today?
Doing pretty well. How are you doing today?
Oh, just peachy. Well, I'm peachy for a main reason. I went down, years and years ago, there was a woman named Tara that worked here at the radio station. She and her husband, now Brad, posted some pictures of they were down at a state park I had never heard of. It's down, it's basically kind of northeast of Faribault, kind of southeast of Northfield, near Strad, Bigwood State Park. It's basically where hidden, there's a hidden waterfall in there. And I think a lot of people have seen the photos of that. I just don't think many people know that's near Strad is the state park. And it's, I went down there because it's MEA week. And right now, all the kids, for the most part, are off from school because of the conferences. And so we decided to head on down this morning, drove all the way down, just had I'll tell you, the wind that we have had coming through this state in the last two, three days has done a number on what was a absolutely spectacular fall color season in Minnesota. I can't remember many years where it was prettier than this year. And I'll be the first. That's not one of those things you say every year. Last year sucked. Last year, I don't know what happened, but everything went like from yellow to brown and done. It wasn't really pretty. And of course, you know, was it 91 was the god awful? That was the blizzard. So, you know, nothing more romantic than leaves mixed in with snow. But this year was pretty darn special. And I was out at the Arboretum last weekend. I posted the photos from the Arboretum trip. You can see those up on social media. But you know, I got down there, still very spectacular, but you could tell that probably last weekend, that place was amazing. Was probably amazing. And but it's time. I mean, it's the 15th of October. Usually at this point, a lot of leaves are down already anyway in the metro area. So it's time, just because the wind came through. I did have a few trees that just started dropping leaves that are completely barren. Thanks, South Wind. Sorry, neighbors to the north. Thank you, South Wind. We appreciate that. Clean them right off. Looking pretty. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I believe I'm going to be, you know, free of having a Democrat of the day today. I don't think we're going to have one today. Anyway, I did though have time. If it's okay, if you're ready, Patrick, it's time for a Grand Canyon update. Behold the magic and splendor of the Grand Canyon, aka Jennifer Grand Canyon Carnahan. Who, of course, if you don't remember, this is the latest scandal. And, I mean, it's hard to keep track of them with Jim Hagedorn. But one of the Hagedorn scandals. I love the music, by the way. That's very nice. We don't have many people we have theme music for, but Jennifer Grand Canyon Carnahan. Jen wanted to go see the Grand Canyon really, 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 really bad. And so Jim tried to go on out there and do the whole, I'm a congressman, do you know who I am? My wife's going to be there in an hour. We want park staff to drop everything and give her a tour. Oh my God, Jennifer's coming? Jennifer? Oh my God. Needless to say, the park staff, and salute, they basically said, no, we don't have time for that. And so she had to go with the commoners. She had to go walk around the Grand Canyon with the common people. How dare they? Get away, peasants, get away. This is my view of splendor. Oh, well, Jen's not been having a good week. It's not going great. Of course, we just had the situation, and if you'd missed this, they had a rally with I'm a smart kid. Hey, electrical's talking. I'll play with that. Yes, Eric Trump was in town to brighten up our day. But because Minnesota is still under executive orders by Gingrich and Tim Walz to strictly regulate large events in Minnesota, the spread of COVID-19, Attorney General Keith Ellison said this week his office contacted the Northfield Farm, scheduled to host a Tuesday campaign event featuring the president's son, Eric. Oh, there's not a safe tub of paste when Eric's around. Our goal is making inquiries like these, which we have been making in events and months, is to protect people's lives, Ellison said. We do not try to stop events. We simply try to make sure they are held safely. Now, mind you, the Republican Party as a whole has a very large problem, is that whenever they're cornered, they say, oh, well, of course we encourage people to wear masks, and of course we're encouraging social distancing. But whenever they're trying to make political points or just talking to one of their all-white crowds or mostly white crowds, well, mostly all-white crowds, you know, really the, you know, pound for pound, it's very Nuremberg out there sometimes. Whenever they're talking to these people, it's always like, look at these Nazis, not you, the Nazis, the hyperbole I'm using. Look at them try to force you to wear masks. Masks are bad. I won't do that. Something like that. I mean, these rallies are a hoot. The Republican rallies are a hoot. Just yesterday, Heintzman and Drazkowski were on the House floor throwing a little pity party. How dare you make me try to wear a mask in the House of Representatives. Oh, boo-boo kitty, Draz. Boo-boo kitty, Heintzy. Sorry. Put on a stupid mask, you morons. For the record, we've done it your way for about 30 years, you idiots. The dumb people have screwed this country up so damn much, it's time for the smarties to take over, okay? The intelligence, the science, the people that can actually put together full sentences, the people that are not just so bought and paid for that you can see the price tag on them. You idiots have screwed up enough. Sit down and shut up. We'll let you know if we need someone to open a door. Well, I don't know if we really can get them to do that. There's two options. They could screw that up. So the Republicans have had a little bit of a problem here with face masks. And so the Attorney General of the state going to a venue and saying, okay, what's your policy going to be? What's going to happen here? Is a fair question. We just had Typhoid Donald show up in Duluth a few weeks ago with a whole bunch of our congressmen. Dear Lord, of course we should be careful. But the Republicans, like I said, when a microphone gets put in their face, like, of course we want people to be safe. But the minute the microphone's not there and they just think they're talking to, you know, the crowd, the largely white crowd, they basically always go, face masks, they're not a big deal. So Ellison calls over to this Northfield farm and says, are you doing everything okay? Ellison says venue owners had assured his office they had a COVID preparedness plan, one his office was still waiting for the copy for. It was asked for on by Tuesday afternoon. So there was supposed to be a copy of this at the Attorney General's office, and so far they have not delivered the copy. So to tell you, that's a little bit of a concern, just a smidge. Meanwhile, Minnesota Republicans, who have been campaigning indoors without masks for months, blistered at the perceived interference. Okay, perceived, they had the rally, right? Eric came on out there and stunned you with his monosyllabic, syllabic speech, right? That's good. He did, right? You know, hi, everyone. Look, I'm on a farm. Boy, oh, boy. It's just like the real thing, isn't it? So you guys can say, well, you're trying to interfere. No, he's just making sure what's your preparedness plan. Because I guarantee you, let's say there was a fire there and they didn't have a fire plan. Wouldn't Jennifer Carnahan and the entire Republican Party going, why isn't Keith Ellison asking about the fire plan? I mean, of course they would blame Keith Ellison. That's what they do. But they didn't stop our own Jennifer Grand Canyon Carnahan. The abuse of power and control from certain elected officials in Minnesota is infringing on the rights of our citizens, said Jen, according to the party that was filing a cease and desist order with the Attorney General's office. Jennifer, this is the tweet that she put out here going after Ellison. She copied Ellison. Ellison used all the mechanisms in his office to threaten, intimidate the Feltons today. I'm guessing it's the Felton farm down in Northfield. Did he ask for a plan when people looted Minneapolis? Okay. Do you understand what happens when people... You're not that smart, are you, John? She's not that bright. The Felton family has a protected First Amendment freedom of association. No, and it's 100% intact, correct, Jen? Jen, did anything bad happen here? No. He just said, do you have a plan in place? If the fire marshal came in, would you be screaming at the fire marshal? No. The Ellison henchmen abused their power of his office, period. Regardless of so-called intimidation, the rally went on as planned. And if appearances were anything to do, there wasn't a lot of health and safety protocols being followed. You see, and here is the game plan. And here's where you catch Grand Canyon Carnahan. And the biggest problem that she's got is that Jen, she basically likes to go on out there and scream about, you're infringing on our rights. But then Eric basically tweeted out a picture. Well, I mean, he's not smart enough to tweet. Let's be honest, it's Eric Trump, for God's sakes. I'm surprised I didn't, when I was driving down to that park today, I didn't see him like roaming around some field going, I'm sure the cars are out here somewhere. I've been walking around for 3 days. I actually could see him doing that. I really could. Anyway, Jen, you sit there, you bloviate, you throw a temper tantrum, you do all these things about safety, how dare you, and then you yourselves post pictures. Eric Trump's Twitter feed did. The Minnesota Department of Ignorance, a.k.a. the Republican Party of Minnesota, they did. And, of course, now you've got the case where people who were at the event posted pictures. And what do you see in these pictures? No social distancing, no face masks, and you guys will frantically run away from that and say, gee willikers, wasn't it great to be out there? Yeah. You guys are you're killing people, and you're making people sick. And yesterday, the House Republicans did a whole little dog and pony show about how we have to cover the funds of people in the pandemic. How are we going to do that? We need to shift money around. Meanwhile, the Republican Party themselves seems to be the primary source of these sick people, for God's sakes. You fools. That basically these super spreader events are bad and they've just only been worse. So my guess is we're going to get a bunch of people getting sick off that. But that's not where we end with Grand Canyon Carnahan today. No. She is not having a good day. She is not. You know who could go for a trip to the Grand Canyon right now? Jen Carnahan. Boy, oh boy. Some of the majesty and splendor. Oh, it's just beautiful. Anywho, I'm going to take a guess today. She is seeing numbers from her own party that show that the Republican Party is about to get their ass handed to them big time in this state. That not only is Minnesota first because of her husband's insane scandals. By the way, Jen, have you paid attention to hubby? Hubby's got some issues. He does. He does. Where'd that campaign office go? Where did that free campaign office go? Oh, God, I'm going to miss him. Anywho, he's likely going to lose in the first. I've heard rumors that the numbers up in the eighth are looking – Quinn Nystrom's making a good fight up there in the eighth district, too. So you could have a Republican Party that, you know, if Peterson wins out in seven, has one House seat in the state of Minnesota. And with that comes a lot of turnover in the House and Senate going to the DFL as well. My guess would be she must have gotten some wind of this, some numbers like that. And the reason why I say that is she is having a meltdown on Twitter. Now, quick little side note here away from Grand Canyon. The New York Post, apparently their October surprise was going to be this big story about, we got him, we got him, Hunter Biden, we got him. And Giuliani seems to have gone to the New York Post, and the New York Post posted the story. The story is a joke. I mean, okay, to give you an idea of how little evidence there is to this story, I'm going to make up a completely fake story right now. Jennifer Carnahan was one time married to a woodchuck. That has about as much legitimacy as this Hunter Biden story does. Probably more, I would guess. Because the minute you start looking into any of the allegations against Hunter Biden, they clearly fall apart. There is no story here. But this was going to be their big October surprise. And this is not just Jennifer Carnahan and the Republican Party of Minnesota. There are Republicans across the country who frantically have been banking on this being the smoking gun. Here we got him. October surprise. Woo, we're going to win. And not only has it not resonated, because no one, I mean, at this point, it's clear that the Trump campaign will make up anything about Hunter Biden. So even if they ever did find something about him, I don't think anyone would believe him. They didn't. They're not going to, because he hadn't done anything wrong. But I'm just saying, you know, it's Chicken Little at this point. The sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Oh, wait, ignore all those Russian oligarchs spending money and sending us the information, that sort of thing. But so now they've got this. This is their big story. This is going to change everything. Trump's going to come roaring back. Even Twitter and Facebook have said this story is so full of holes, they're not going to allow it to be there. Which brings us back to Grand Canyon and her meltdown. I'm going to just read these. This is Jennifer. Oh, Grand Canyon, your majesty is unsurpassed. Here you go. Tweet number one. Hunter Biden is corrupt. Joe Biden is corrupt. Hillary Clinton is corrupt. Ilhan Omar hates America. Facebook and Twitter are censoring us. Side note, she is making this statement on Twitter. Okay. Oh, back to the tweet. The media is covering up stories Americans need to hear. Tweet number two. We have governor in Minnesota, Governor Walz, that gave himself supreme powers. He's been dictating our lives for 8 months and refuses to recognize there's three equal branches of government. Ah! Then came this, the tweet three. The Minnesota Attorney General's office, Keith Ellison, abuses and politicizes their office by using every mechanism available to exert power and force by intimidating and threatening business owners that support our president with fines and closures. Tweet number four, get ready. We've got a cherry for this Sunday, okay? This is the tweet. This is how communism starts! Period! End of story! Ah! You can almost hear that echo through the beautiful Grand Canyon, can't you? You can almost hear it echoing out there. First of all, Jennifer, you clearly do not understand how communism is, nor how it starts, which makes you a complete idiot or a liar. You're one of the two. You're either a complete and total moron, or you're a liar. Which one is it, Grand Canyon? Jen, cuddles. Sorry, this is going to be a bad year for you, but maybe this is God telling you something. Your husband has cancer. Maybe it's good enough for you guys just to step away from this. Get away from politics. Go get an RV or Winnebago. Travel around to the national parks. They're sensational. They are gorgeous. Go visit the Grand Canyon. Go visit Canyonlands, Badlands, Superior. Go enjoy them all. And just get away from this, because clearly you're cracking. 952-946-6205. Okay, I added the scream at the end of that. I just, in case you weren't, it was all caps. That's how you have to read it if it's all caps. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
This is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design and Drink in the Style. You may not realize it, but a trained, skilled interior designer cannot just beautify your space. They can functionify it as well. I don't know if that's a word, but it is a thing. So why not check out HabitationDesign.com and see if it looks like we're right for you. If it does, give us a call and let's schedule an appointment, in person or virtually, to make your home exceptional. HabitationDesign.com.
Even though my kids are distance learning this school year, it feels like I'm driving them around far more than I ever have. That's why I'm glad I'm in my Toyota Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota, the most comfortable vehicle I've ever driven, all the bells and whistles, and the safety I depend on. Whether I'm running to a soccer game or loading my bikes in for some weekend fun, the Sienna is the perfect vehicle for my family. Check one out yourself at RudyLutherToyota.com or test drive one today to see what I mean. Head over to Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Better Futures Minnesota's Reuse Warehouse has big news. We have a brand new online store. Check out reusebfm.com. This is a great way to see what we carry in the Reuse Warehouse. Appliances, building materials, kitchen and bath fixtures, lighting, flooring, lumber, heating and cooling items. Don't miss the beautiful benches and COVID safety shields that are hand-built using reclaimed wood from our deconstruction projects. Check out reusebfm.com. That's reusebfm, as in Better Futures Minnesota.com.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality. And for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Schroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Schroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
We're breaking out this time.
Poor Jen. Out with the wind. Seriously, when you read these four tweets in a row, the first thing I said in my mind is, seriously, she does have to be upset about the bonding bill. And we didn't get the vote last night, but late last night, the House did. 25 Republicans defected from Kurt Dowd and voted for the bonding bill to put it through to the Senate. I don't know if we've got word yet of the if the Senate has voted on it. I know they did. They did a procedural vote so they could get it out there and start talking about it. It happened about 34 minutes ago. The Senate votes 64-3 to send a $1.8 billion plus plan for construction projects and $200 million tax cuts to Kim Walls. Supposed to be the centerpiece of the year's session before COVID hit and took until the fifth special session to pass. Benson, Anderson, Johnson were no's. There were some Republicans that were looking like that, like Osmek looked like, and he wasn't against suspending the rules, so. This also, by the way, clearly now the Senate Republicans can't go out there and assassinate, execute, however Kurt Dowd wants to describe it, any more of the commissioners, because they need Governor Walz's signature on that bill. That's what this is about. It's part of what Jennifer's meltdown, I think, is partly that, because the House Republicans got broken. Oh, broken over their knee by the DFL there. Nicely done, DFL. And they broke, and they basically weren't united, and they were smart. And I'm going to say this: you should have broke. You should have gone with the bill. You should have gone with the bonding bill, because there's a lot of projects. I mean, even one of the Republican senators, immediately came out and said, "For God's sakes, there's a whole bunch of water quality plants that are going to be built because of this bill. We need to do this." Even the Republicans, I mean, think about that. Republicans screaming for clean water spending. Even they admitted it. I mean, it needed to get done. So any Republican that's out there that's just bitter and angry, I'm sorry, but, this is your party crumbling. This is your party crumbling. My guess is, and like I said, there is some very legit signs that the Republican Party is in trouble. Yesterday, we talked with Stein, and Stein talked about how in rural Iowa, what you are seeing is that people that they're not putting up a Biden sign from the Biden campaign, that they're going into their barn or their shed, they're finding a huge piece of plywood, they're getting the paint out and painting Biden on a piece of wood, and then going out and planting it in their yard. I saw, when I was driving down to the park, down just to the east of Faribault, when I was driving down there, I saw at least four homemade Biden signs. Well, one sign was any mature adult for president. That was what it said. But I saw multiple signs where it was people who had gone and just taken a piece of wood, some paint, built a sign, plopped it in their yard. Sure, there are the houses out there that for some reason, I guess they think it's like Beetlejuice. They just keep putting up flags and banners and posters that you're going to get Trump elected. I know you're gonna keep that stuff. Come October 4th, you're gonna be in your garage holding it, crying. Good for you. Have a nice time. Especially, I can't wait for you to cling on to that stuff when all the court cases come to fruition and you realize, holy God, he was a horrible human being. I can't wait for that. Of course, you'll insist it was all lies, but No, Jennifer is having a meltdown because this is everything bad is happening at the same time. Donald Trump's not going to win Minnesota. It's not. Now, am I saying don't vote? For God's sakes, no. Vote. If you have not voted, you have options how you can vote early, in person, for absentee. You can also, as well, vote on Election Day, by all means. MNVotes.org. That's the Secretary of State's page. Vote. But the reality is this early voting is spelling doom for the Republicans. I've actually heard there are even pretty strong red districts where there's a concern about the amount of ballots that are being returned because, all it takes is the Democrats being out there in force. And frankly, if you're a Republican and your plan is to vote in person and you know that Trump is about to get his caboose walloped, do you want to go on out, if you're an elderly person especially, and go wait in a line in a closed environment and try to vote in public? Probably not. So, Jen, it's a shame things aren't going to work out. But hey, trust me, Grand Canyon, that nickname is not going away. Quickly, I do want to remind people as well, there is supposed to be a debate. Well, there's supposed to be a debate this week, but that didn't happen. Thursday the 22nd, there's supposed to be a debate. Trump and Biden. We are going to try to have a debate watching party at the Dunsmore Room over at Crooner's. Now, if you haven't been in the Dunsmore Room, gorgeous. $25 is the ticket to get you a drink. You get to watch the debate. We encourage you to get there early. Have some dinner. Crooner's, fantastic food. Fantastic food over at Crooner's. This is tentative. We got to be honest. We're tentative. We don't know if their rules are in place that Trump can't just scream over Biden. Well, guess what? Trump's probably not going to do the debate. We'll have to see, but we're going to plan on it happening. If you want to get tickets, less tickets than we had when we were outside, because the Dunsmore Room has got less size, but at the same time, it's a great room. We're going to be social distancing, mask. It's all going to be safe. If you want to get a ticket, go to am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. That's the only place you can get tickets. No tickets available at the door. And a reminder, when they're gone, they're gone. All right. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. We'll get an update from the Minnesota coronavirus situation when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'll tell you a story before it tells itself.
Paid for by the committee to elect John Hoffman.
It's been 4 years since you elected me as your state senator. These are tough times in Minnesota, yet we've seen communities come together. You sent a message to me to get away from bickering and finger-pointing and work together to get things done. I listened. Over 91% of my bills are bipartisan. It's an honor to serve the people of Brooklyn Park, Coon Rapids, and Champlin. Together, we showed we can get things done with common sense. Together, I ask for your continued support. Visit johnhoffmanmn.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect John Hoffman.
Hello, this is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. Many listeners know that I train on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on equity and dismantling racism. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change how they see the world. And now I'm doing all of my work online so everyone can attend regardless of where you're located. For more information, go to elliekrug.com. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around, check us out online, and when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar, and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Oh, man. Jen, maybe just take the day. Just, go home early. You know, spend some time with your husband. And like I said, I disagree with you guys politically. And when you step in it, I'll have no problem. I hope your husband does heal up here. It scared the living daylights out of me when he was on a plane in an enclosed environment on Air Force One with people who were sick with COVID. That scared me because I don't want him to die. I don't. And I understand that that's the narrative that you Republicans like to push. They just want us all dead so you can get riled up the base. No, I don't want you in power. I don't care. You go run an insurance company or go be an executive at a corporation. Go be a lobbyist. I don't care. I just don't think you should be representing the people of the state. Now, that you, Jennifer, you obviously are the head of the Republican Party in Minnesota, but your husband, I don't agree with him. But go, just take the rest of the day. Go spend it with your husband, because clearly this job is getting a little intense at this point if you're just screaming on Twitter about being censored on Twitter. As you scream, never mind. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's get into the coronavirus update for today. Another 19 Minnesotans have died of COVID-19. 1,169 more residents have tested positive for coronavirus. Now, once again, I want to remind you, yesterday, Drazkowski and Heintzman were on the House floor screaming about, "You can't make me wear a mask!" And Jennifer Carnahan was just livid at the idea that Keith Ellison would be asking about the safety protocols for a major event that was going to happen at a farm in Northfield, as he's done with numerous other events. they still are not taking it seriously. These people are still not taking it seriously. The death tally is the second highest since mid-June. It comes one day after the Minnesota Department of Health reported 29 new deaths. Altogether, the state has seen 2,199 deaths from the pandemic, 70% of those deaths among residents of long-term care facilities, including 11 deaths announced on Thursday. It does tell me, I mean, if 11 deaths occurred on Thursday, it does still, I mean, that means there are 8 people that did that died that weren't from that group. I'd like to get a little more information about them. Minnesota's reported more than 1,000 new cases each day, bringing the total of known infections to 117,000. There you go. 117,106. Although some of the test results are due to more testing, new case growth on Thursday slightly surpassed the growth in tests. There were 20,559 new tests reported so far by the Department of Health, an increase of slightly less than 1%. While most of the new infections among younger adults, the concern among public health officials has been that they'll pass it on to the most vulnerable who are susceptible to the coronavirus. People with underlying health conditions, including heart and kidney diseases, as well as diabetes and obesity, are more likely to require hospitalization due to COVID-19 complications. Over the past 2 weeks, the number of facilities that have had outbreaks has risen more than 9% to about 925. There are 535 new cases among residents, an increase of about 10%. But cases among long-term care workers, which includes direct care staff as well as other employees, increased 15%, with 608 new infections reported, according to the report submitted by the Department of Health and the Minnesota Legislature on Monday. So things still having... And, you know, this is not going to get better until people start taking it seriously. And I don't know how you're going to do that, because clearly you have people who will never go along with the face mask rules. They'll never go along with social distancing and are just basically waiting for a vaccine so that they can return to a normal life. That's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. And so, I mean, it's getting a lot worse. It's getting a lot worse. Also, I should mention here, at least 11 division officers of the Twin Cities Salvation Army have tested positive for COVID-19 following a October 6 to 8 work conference at the Northwoods Camp near Finlayson. In response, the Salvation Army closed its Roseville headquarters on Wednesday for professional cleaning. With the explanation it will reopen in a week. The 11 individuals have placed themselves in quarantine, said a spokesman for the Salvation Army. The folks in question are following the CDC guidelines. Face masks and safe distance measures were in place during the conference, Fury said, and are also instituted for workers at the Roseville headquarters who generally follow a hybrid work schedule. We do have a protocol set up that we intend to follow there for this. We had an employee at one or two other service centers test positive early in the pandemic. We've had very rare occasions, and we've had guests test positive. It's no different. So, I mean, it's October 6th through the 8th. I mean, it's quick, but that's maybe where it all came from. And sometimes I don't know. I mean, we still don't know that much about this. There are times where. I think it's the individual with the disease that they become, that there are some people that just are more of a super spreader than others. I'm not saying you don't take it seriously every time. By all means, you do. But there are cases like this where all of a sudden it's like that choir out in Seattle where it was just one practice and one person ended up sickening 60 people and killing like 5 of them. And just one practice. That's all it took. Let's run some calls here really quick. Mike is in Columbia Heights. He wanted to chime in on Jennifer. Hey, Mike.
I don't understand why she'd need an escort. The two best organized events I've ever been to in my life was, number one, the Pope down in Des Moines, and the south rim of the Grand Canyon. You know, you don't need an escort. You just get on a bus. It's wonderful. And thirdly, I want to ask you, did you see the turkey waiting for the bus at Lindale and Lake? No. It was in the paper the other day. Well, he must have been going over to Hazel's, you know, getting the bus to go to Hazel's.
No problem, Mike. I saw the pictures of the Pioneer Press had the pictures of the eagle swooping down on the city streets and taking the squirrel away. Yikes! Yikes! I think the animals have had it. If you've ever gone to a national park, you don't generally need to work that hard to get a pretty dang spectacular experience. I mean, really, you don't really have to work that hard. They, you know, in many of the cases of our national parks, they've created it to where, you know, even with the people with disabilities have fairly quick and easy access to some of the most beautiful vistas and natural scenery you'll ever see in your entire life. It's nice you wanted to do a tour, and I bet you, I mean, you know, maybe it's like Gettysburg, because if you've ever gone to Gettysburg, you don't need to have a tour guide. All you have to do, if you want, well, first of all, you don't even need the audio CD. You can just go point to point to point to point. It tells you exactly where you need to go. You can read up. They got plaques all over the place. You can read about what exactly happened, and you can do the tour. I would recommend you get the audio CD or audio book or whatever it is and listen to that, because it will help you around. But you don't need a tour guide. They still offer tour guides, and I bet you it's a good experience. But it's not necessary. The Grand Canyon, it's pretty spectacular. If you haven't been, you should go. You know, is it something that I imagine, you know, a tour guide would be nice, I guess, but that's not seeing the forest for the trees, I think. Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gare Bear.
Matt,
yes.
Before I say what I'm going to say politically, I was up at Leech Lake, between was north of Walker a ways, and the trees were just the most beautiful trees I've ever seen. You talking about that earlier.
When were you up there? When? How long ago?
About a week ago. A week ago, last Friday, I think I came back. I was up there 3 nights. Me and Helen, we had a real fancy place, a big cabin, like a house almost.
Wow, fancy
it's
living,
cheaper,
Gary.
It's cheaper in the fall up there, too, so it was a good deal.
Oh, nicely done. No, I lived in Bemidji for a while. I worked up at KKBJ for a while. And no, I know exactly the area you're talking about. It's spectacular in the fall.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We went to Bemidji too one day. But what I called about was, hopefully, my hope is that the Republicans are fracturing this year. They're driving a lot of the former Republicans out of their party, and maybe they're not Democrats, but they're going to vote for Biden. Like they talk about the suburban women, but even some of their husbands are going to drive, but I hope. Now, the bad thing is that Trump has about 30% base right now, of not the billionaire base, but the voters, and they're pretty avid. So the first step is beating them, and if this is what happens, they're not going to go away for a while. So we got to really fight with them after the election, too, to keep what we gained.
Absolutely, Gary. Thank you very much. There seems to be this idea that the Republicans are going to be able to contest the presidential election, but no other election. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know where they think they're going to go with that. Maybe throw out democracy as a whole. We're going to appoint Republicans and their lifetime appointees. Maybe that's what they think they're going to be able to do. Gary brought up something here I want to make sure I do point out, is that if there's anyone out there listening to me right now who does not think, Hillary Clinton got 65 million in 2016. I think Donald Trump got 62 million. I believe somewhere around there. I mean, I'm rounding. But that's, you know, Hillary Clinton got more votes than Donald Trump. I think he was at 62 million. I said in the days after his election, I said the people that voted for him are the wealthy. And I can understand that. He basically, you know, every few months rolls up in a Brinks truck to a wealthy person's mansion, opens up the door, shovels with a snow shovel 4 or 5 shovelfuls of cash into the wealthy person's house, says, thank you very much. We'll see you in a few months. I understand why wealthy people like him. I understand why the racists like him. Racists like the guy because he basically goes out there and says, hey, cockroaches, you don't have to scurry underneath the fridge anymore when the lights come on out. They love him because they validate him. And he loves them because it makes him feel powerful. It's a vicious circle of support. I understand why racists like the guy. Don't condone racism, but I understand why they do. But it's that other group of people, the people who are not racist, you know, they enable racists. They enable racism, but they're not racist necessarily. Racist light, maybe a right term. And they're not wealthy. They're white. They're generally, I think a lot of time, there's a lot of people that have not had the greatest luck in life. And they love the guy because he gives them the excuse they've been wanting. It's those liberals. It's those liberals. And Donald Trump will insult them to their face. Because that is their most important thing. 62 million people voted for Trump in 2016. 62 million people will vote for him again in 2020. This election was never about winning over Republicans to the Democratic side, although it does sound like some Republicans are defecting. But I think that that's a small minority. I think the vast majority of them, even if this guy is, they know it's a nightmare. They just don't want to admit they made a mistake. They are going to vote for him again. So what I want everyone to do is the 110 million registered voters who decided that playing a video game or making a social media post or watching the Kardashians or whatever in the hell was running through your mind was more important than voting in 2016, getting those people to the polls and telling them their vote matters, telling them their vote is important, and getting as many people participating as possible, because the system that the Republicans have set up is designed to run on a minimal turnout scenario. They cannot win with a major turnout. And they know it. That's why they're all getting lawyers all ready to go, because they're going to try to throw out the election. I don't know what they think they're going to do, because if you basically succeed, say the Supreme Court that's been, you know, fixed throws out the election. Well, you're going to have another election, and I can tell you right now, you're going to have a lot of really pissed off people. So you think this is bad. I think no matter what you get this coming election, Republicans, you'd better take it and say, yes, sir, may I have another? Because if you try to overturn this election, you try to have this done, eventually you're going to have another election. And no, you're not going to be able to go back to white property owner males voting only. You're going to have another election. And if you think people are mad now, well, throw out this election that shows that you got your asses handed to you and insist, oh, well, we need to do this again. Vote. Call every friend you have. I'm dead serious. Listen to me. Call every friend you have. Don't just make a social media post. Make a private message to every friend you have on social media. Ask them, have you voted? Do you know where to vote? MinnesotaVotes.org, or find out what state they're in and try to get them the help they need on voting in their state. I don't care. Everyone votes. 62 million Americans have already made up their mind they're voting for Trump. This election comes down to what the rest of us feel about that. 952-946-6205. Horrific employment numbers when we do return. Oh, joy. It just keeps the sun just keeps on shining on 2020, doesn't it? We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hazel's Northeast is back and offering some of the most creatively prepared comfort food you'll find. Delicious breakfast options include the slow-cooked brisket hash, chicken fried steak, and the famed drunken banana French toast. Or for lunch and dinner, there's Swedish meatballs, wild rice gumbo, and more. Hazel's Northeast is open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, and Sundays, 9 to 2. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis. Make your reservation now at hazelsne2go.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Join author David Levitt for a lively conversation about his new satirical novel, Shelter in Place, hosted by Next Chapter Booksellers on Thursday, October 15th. Shelter in Place chronicles the middle upper crust of New York City's society shortly after Trump's 2016 election win. It's hard to imagine a softer target for satire, but Levitt's verve and wit make this novel a joy to read. Join David Levitt on Thursday, October 15th at 7 p.m. Register now at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hi, this is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to a great new episode of the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend. We feature Minnesota-born country western musician Johnny Western, who went out to California in his early 20s, sought and got fame and fortune. He wrote the theme song to Have Gun Will Travel. He played with Johnny Cash for over 40 years. Was featured on 70 of Johnny's recordings. He's got great stories about appearing in cowboy movies and TV shows and traveling the world with his guitar. Saturday night, 6 p.m. on AM 950.
Well, how about we do the ultimate good news, bad news? Minnesota's unemployment rate fell to 6% in September, down from 7.4% in August. Great. The percentage of Minnesotans who are looking for work fell 1.3 percentage points last month. Basically, the people who have just stopped trying to find jobs. So almost the entire downturn in employment numbers has to deal with people who have just quit even trying to find a job. Wow, that is bad. I know Republicans, your numbers are great. I already see in 3 or 4, look at the employment's going great. Yeah, because 1.3% of the people looking for jobs just stop looking. They don't even qualify as trying to find jobs now. They've just given up. Great. Yeah. 2020 rolls on. I'll tell you what. Should we do classic rock? Yes. It's classic rock time right here on AM 950. We're back on a Friday. Till then, it's Zeppelin taking us out today. Till tomorrow. See ya.